Hi, everybody. My name is Madison, and welcome to For the Love of Reality, where I recap the latest episodes of The Challenge, Double Agents, All Stars, and any seasons to come. So I did not recap last week's episode as I had to miss it, but I know that a lot happened, which was very shocking to me. Darrell went home, which was very surprising because I thought that he would not have left and he would have made it to the final, which would have given him a good chance to win. However, he was defeated by Corey, which kind of makes sense as prior to that episode, Corey was the only man without his gold skull, and he wanted to be able to get that to be eligible to run the final. Because as you all have heard, you are not eligible to run the final without a gold skull. And he was selected to go against Darrell, and he defeated Darrell. He actually smoked Darrell, from what I heard. And that was not really Darrell's strong suit, so that kind of makes sense that Corey was able to get that edge over him. But obviously, with Corey's win, gives the new selection of partners, and it gives him some power. So he decides that he wants Cam to be his partner, probably for the final. So we'll see how well they work together. CT has the decision to choose between Big T and Amber B, who just lost her partner in Darrell, and he decides to go back with Big T. Now, it's interesting to see if Big T is going to trust CT again, because he humiliated her a few weeks ago, and it still seems like she's reeling from that. But if he can tone down his attitude with her, I think that they can work well together again. This makes Amber B the rogue agent, which is funny because both Ambers have been rogue agents during this season, which is weird because you wouldn't even think that there would be two Ambers. Nonetheless, they would both be rogue agents and not able to participate. But this next challenge will determine her partner, and hopefully she gets a good partner. Now that Corey has received his gold skull, Big T is now the only agent in the house without hers. So CT decides that as her partner, he's going to take her under his tutelage and teach her how to compete in Hall Brawl, which has become a staple of a lot of the recent seasons. She initially doesn't do that well until he starts to rile her up, and she's able to get excited enough to the point where she's able to just lay him out on the floor and watch his face just in shock. And it shows that if the circumstances are right, Big T can really compete. And I think we all understood that Big T can compete, but she's such a nice person that she doesn't get angry that easily. She kind of bottles up her anger and her sadness, and this is a good way to get it out, especially in something like Hall Brawl. So now she's prepared, and other people might not be, unless it's somebody like Amber B, who has competed in this before and won very easily. So for Big T's sake, I kind of hope that she doesn't have to go against Amber, also because they're friends, and I'm sure that she wouldn't want to do that, but I know that she's prepared to go in and get that skull. Today's daily requires the pairs to skydive down from 15,000 feet and look at a puzzle key in the air. After that, it's a half-mile race to the puzzle station, and the first team to solve the puzzle in the fastest time will become the double agents. We learn right away that Big T is very terrified to go skydiving. And I've noticed that she is scared of a lot of things, but every single time she's scared of something, she's able to push herself to do it. So she skydives and she does a really great job, but she kind of fails on the foot race portion, mostly because of CT's wants and needs for her. He yells at her because she didn't run as fast enough as he would have hoped. And it's kind of this cycle of feeling like she's a good partner and then humiliating her when he doesn't get his way. And I can understand why she would be nervous about working with him again, even though he consistently talks about, well, she's not really a good partner, she can't compete, and I shouldn't have taken her back. But I don't think he even really thought about that. I feel like he just thought about preserving her feelings and making himself look like a good person. But she's very hurt by some of the things he says, and he doesn't really seem to care, because the $1 million is too important for him to be a good partner. And it shows that if you get on CT's bad side, it's going to be trouble for you. The top two pairs in today's daily are Casey and Leroy and Cam and Corey. And for the fourth time this season, Casey and Leroy become our winners, which I have mentioned this a lot before, but they work really well together inside of the challenges. They barely speak inside the house, but once it gets to a daily or an elimination, they would be able to perform really well together. And it just shows me more and more every single day that they could do really well in the final. I think that they could definitely get at least runner-up. And I know how badly Leroy wants to win. He says that he's retiring this season and he wants nothing more than to just have the title of champion. And I've grown to like Casey a lot this season, probably because she works with Leroy, but she hasn't really annoyed me or done anything to make me question her. They just work so well together, and I really hope the best for them in the final. The second team, the runner-ups are the runner-ups to the daily are Cam and Corey, and this has kind of become a broken record for Corey as well. Cam and Kyle have won before, but Corey has yet to win with any one of his partners. Every single time he's been able to participate, with the exception of maybe one or two, he has been second place. And it seems like foreshadowing to the final. And it makes me wonder if he is going to come in second place with whoever his partner is. And if he stays with Cam, that means she's going to be runner-up too. And I don't want that to happen. I want both of them to be able to win, but I also want Casey and Leroy to win, so it's kind of conflicting. But I think the thing with Corey is that he has a lot of time left, but he wants this win so badly that he probably is losing sleep over it. He just wants to win for his daughters, bring home money for them, and show people that he can become a champion. So I hope the best for him too. I also want Cam to win really badly. It would honestly be great if Cam and Leroy were to win together, just them being in so much love, and I know how badly they both want it, so that would be absolutely wonderful. Like, I could die happy if they won together, but realistically, they're probably not going to end up together, because I don't really know how well they could compete in, as a pair. However, things are definitely possible in this game, and I think that if anybody wants to win badly enough, they can make it happen. I just honestly don't want to see Fessy or CT win, because that just wouldn't be very exciting to me. CT has won a lot before, and Fessy, I just don't think has really deserved it. Leroy is obviously my first choice for winner, and then if Corey becomes runner-up, I would be okay with that. He gets his money and he gets respect, and maybe once Leroy retires or the vets start to leave, Corey can finally get into that champion spot. As this season goes on, we start to see a little bit more of Fessy's false bravado and him feeling like he's the best competitor to ever play, which he's never even won a championship before. Granted, he's only competed once. This is his second season, so he could win based on time, but he hasn't done that before, and he already thinks he's the best, and he can't get any better. And this shows in a verbal tussle between him and CT. Fessy accuses CT of being old, washed up, fat, overrated, a lot of just really bad digs at CT and his competitive nature, which CT has won a lot of difficult finals before. He has not had easy people to beat. He's really had work for it. Fessy has, granted, also not had that easy of people to beat, but he wasn't able to beat them. So I guess he has a good excuse in that sense, but he's also never won a championship. And if he could show me a championship, I think I would take him a little bit more seriously, but I'm on CT's side with this. And if I'm CT, someone who's fighting to get respect and keeps coming back as a vet who wants to win, but a lot of people are calling them old and washed up, I would be very upset too. Another example of a disrespected veteran is Anissa. This is her 14th season, and she has only been to two finals. So it's her goal to at least make it to another final. Every single season, she makes it very close to the final and goes home, probably like the sequence or two before. Unfortunately for her, she's not really doing herself any favors, especially in this daily, because if you remember, she started walking about halfway through the run, and it didn't help that Kyle was her partner and doesn't really want to be her partner, because he didn't step back to try to encourage her. He just kept running, and she just figured that she could go at whatever pace she could, and he was just going to have to deal with it. So I think that they've kind of become lazy in their partnership, but it all just kind of stems back to her. I know that she works out and she tries to play a strong social game, but Nani actually makes a really good point about her social game. She thinks that Anissa's social game is just a game, and she's just doing it to get further, whereas Nani's social game is very legitimate and real. I think that Anissa is really trying to make it to the final, but it's just not helping her in any way to be the type of person that she is. And it sounds very sad to say, but nobody really respects her as a competitor. Even CT kind of makes fun of her and says, well, if Kyle can get away with you, he'll get away scot-free. And that's kind of like a blow to Anissa's ego, and that made me feel really bad. But she gets just so tired of people disrespecting her, and I don't know how she's going to get people to stop. I think every single time she comes back, people are going to assume that she's not final worthy. I think that if she puts a little bit more focus into making friends outside of the game and working out a little bit more, she might be able to get to that point where she's able to win. But for now, I don't think she's anywhere near that point. I know that she's going to be on All Stars, which starts in a week or so. So maybe she'll be able to make it to the final then, because I think that she can compete at the same caliber as these people, because she's a veteran just like most of them are, and she would be able to form real social relationships. So I think she can make the final for that, and I think that she's really going to try hard for that. But it might also be time for her to retire soon, because people in this game are not going to respect her. People as All-Stars will probably respect her. I just don't know how she's going to find that in this current game. So she's really going to need to take a step back and assess, is this really worth it for her? She's making money, but at some point that money's going to run out, and that respect is definitely going to run out, and she's going to become obsolete. So she really needs to put in the work herself before she can expect others to do it for her. Tonight's elimination is Operation Fire Escape, which is the third time we have seen this season. The first time was the very first elimination of the season, where Natalie defeated Ashley. And the second time was where Jay lost to Leroy. And now we're going to see who Big T ends up competing against. Because as per the house vote, she was voted in almost unanimously, with only Kyle voting against his own team, Kyle and Anissa. Casey and Leroy, by process of elimination, are forced to choose Kyle and Anissa to go in. Kyle kind of assumes that it could be a guy's day, but it ends up being the women, which makes the most sense because you're basically blocking Big T out of getting her gold skull if it ends up being the men. And who knows who's going to win against CT and Kyle, but Kyle's probably going to get embarrassed. Maybe if it was males, he would never come back because of how embarrassed he was. But I'm a lot more happy that it's females, because either one of them could win. Anissa is a former dancer, and Big T is really good at pole dancing, so upper body strength can definitely play a part in this, and I think that either one of them has a chance. After this battle between Big T and Anissa, Big T comes out victorious. And now there is no doubt in anybody's mind that she is a very good competitor. Granted, it is her first elimination win, but she did very well at this, and she absolutely smoked Anissa. And I think that if the circumstances are right, she could continue to do this. I can now see her being prepared to run the final, because she has found her confidence, which is more important than finding her physical or her mental strength. And that can push her all the way to that prize money. Unfortunately for Anissa, since she loses, her record is now 10-11 in eliminations. She is second only to Johnny Bananas with the most elimination losses. And despite that, she is still very proud of her experience. She talks about doing a lot of things that she never expected to do, and even despite having a lot of disrespect, she was able to come and show up to the best of her ability, and you can't knock her for that. My overall opinion about Anissa is that she just needs to believe in herself more, because I feel like she doesn't really prepare herself, and she expects other people to do the work for her, which unfortunately is not going to work out, whether it's in this game or it's in All Stars. Like, she's going to need to find that confidence in herself and find that caliber to compete, because if she's not able to do that, nobody's going to do it for her. As Big T is our winner, she gets the choice of her next partner, and she decides to stay with CT, despite Kyle claiming that if she stays with CT, him and whoever his partner becomes will be the next ones to go in. Which, now that she decides to stay with him, Kyle should be going in, which I'm honestly not too upset with. He ends up becoming partners with Amber B., which would be kind of interesting because Amber B. says that she adores Kyle. I don't know what she's on. I don't know why she adores Kyle, but maybe they'll be able to work well together. But I honestly don't care to see Kyle in the final at all. And if I see him in the final, I care to see him lose. And I actually do want her to do well, but I don't really know if I want Amber to win because I just haven't really seen a lot of her. Honest to God, before I saw her go embrace Kyle, I forgot that she was even there. So it would be kind of weird if she was edited so poorly throughout the season and ends up winning. But you never know what will happen. It's happened before and it could happen again. I think that she does have the ability to do well in the final. As of this episode, as every gold skull is taken, we're all assuming that the final is going to be next, right? Not exactly. TJ decides to drop a bomb and says that they are actually far from done with the season. So now we have to assume that there is going to be another male and another female elimination. Out of the people left, I think the people that will not make the final are going to be Nani and Kyle. And that would be probably the least upsetting scenario. Any other female, I would be pretty upset to see go. Just because they've all worked so hard and I like them all a lot. There's obviously people who I want to win more than others, but all of them, I really just kind of want them to be there just because they've all worked so hard. And as far as Kyle, like I've said before, I don't mind seeing him go before the final. It might not be the smart thing to do though. I think that they should try to get out CT or Corey because that's probably going to be the biggest competition. If they're able to get out CT especially, I think Leroy has this down pat, so if I'm him, I'm going to be fighting really hard to get him into that elimination, into something that he can lose, because if not, that might be a $1 million mistake on his behalf. Anissa mentioned something very interesting as she was walking out, and I think it's definitely something to think about, because as Big T is now officially in the final, that means that a woman of color is 100% going to win this season. The last time we had a woman of color win was D 2 seasons ago, but the last time we had a black woman win was season 14, and that was in a team, and nobody even really remembers her. If somebody black wins this season, it's going to be very memorable, and also it would be the first time that a black woman was to win a pairs or a solo season. We also have a 60% chance of a man of color winning this season. So honestly, if Cam and Leroy were to win, that would be amazing because they would probably be the most memorable, and it would be such great representation because both of them have been fighting really hard to get that representation, and to have that would just be iconic. Like, it would probably be one of the most amazing wins that we've had. So I'm really pushing for them to win. And if they don't win, I'm hoping that maybe Amber B or Corey is able to win. I don't really want Fessy to win. Like, I don't think he really deserves it. But I just want somebody to win who deserves it and is able to give good representation. This season is quickly coming to an end and All Stars will be starting up next week. So I hope that you all are able to watch. I am excited to see how the finale is going to go for this season, and I hope that we end up with a very deserving winner. Until I talk to you all next, I hope that you each have a wonderful weekend, and I wish you success in anything that is to come in your personal lives.